I'm not sure what's happening.
Burgers are good.
I'm not sure what's happening.
Good day and welcome to episode 46 of the Montreal Burger Report. This week, Chris, Zeke Hand, and Ed Hocko, also known as Bork, are quiet and don't say a word. The entire show is spent listening to John Ashe talk about Restaurant Philippe's history, methods, recipes, and love.
Would you care to join us?
Sure. Still good?
It's still good, yes.
Awesome. Okay. We haven't lost a touch yet?
Yeah. How long have you been open? You
didn't,
and at which point you figured you'd lose
it? Not me. Mm-hmm. My dad. I don't even get 33 years.
Only 33 years.
Hi, Bob. Okay, my name is John Ashe, and I'm the proprietor of Chez Philippe, which was started by my father in 1962. Not started by my father, anyways.
Long story, but we don't have to go.
Okay, so that's it. So
I
started here with my father, and I've been here since 76, the year of the Olympics, and my daughter's been with me for. See now 3 years full time now. Yeah, she's been here for a couple of years also. So it's a family run business and it's small but simple. That's from my dad also. He started deboning his own beef. I guess in the late 60s, and that's it. It's just good quality beef that we debone here and we grind it every morning. So it's fresh beef. My father does come in once a week still at 81, and he still comes and debones the meat. Actually, we followed the butcher because he was at Viande Lépine, which no longer exists, and then he went to Viande Québec, which was on Rachel, which no longer exists, and we're at Viande Carrie now, which is on the Metropolitan in Ville d'Anjou, big place, very professional place. And we've been with our butcher is Carlo. Carlo Della Ripa from Viande Carrie, and I think we've been with him for over 20 years. He knows what kind of meat that we like, but it's not too fat, not too lean, because either way it's not good. It has to be in the middle. If it's too lean, it makes a dry hamburger, and if it's too fat, well, it's too fat, it's a greasy hamburger, so it's actually eye. So, you know, sometimes we'll get pieces that are a little fatter, so that'll trim off the fat, and we can keep some of that in the freezer, and if we get pieces that are too lean, well, you know, so we always have about the same sort of mix. When we order it, it's just marked one block cut in half, and it's a shoulder and the piece behind it. So it's but my butchers has told us on numerous occasions, nobody buys that cut of that piece of beef to make hamburger. It's too good of a quality for hamburger. But we've always, you know, and we're known for the taste. So you know, you don't change it. Our beef. When we get it, it's fresh, and we get it, you know, buy it once a week, so we do have to freeze it because we can't keep, you know, but it's in the freezer not more than a week at a time, so you know, we take out what we need for the next day. We know what our needs are, and so we're always, you know, it's always about the same thing, and we do the meat, and it's an ice cream scoop. So it's an ice cream scoop. That's the way we always have the same size of a meatball. So we know how many meatballs are in a pan, and if one does them a little bigger or a little smaller, you can see just by how many are fitting in the pan. So, but I mean, my two employees have been here for like over, one's been over 12 years, and the other one's been here over 20 years. So, you know, we Jacques and Lise. So, you know, we all know what the routine is, and I'm lucky for that. It depends on the day. It depends on the season. So you can hear it's quieter there. Anywhere between, I would say, between 90 and 150, depending on on whether it's a nice day, a cold day, or because we do sell other, you know, we have hot dogs, fries, hamburger steaks, which is popular also. So with the same beef, no problem. Burgers are good, but really that's what we do here. That's just, the fries and the burgers are really done here. The fries are fresh cut in the morning. They're still peeled. We get them by 50-pound bags, and we peel them in the morning, and we cut them during the day. So there's no, I mean, we can go through 150, 200 pounds of fries a day here, you know, undepending. And over there, I can remember going through 500 to 750 a day. That was a high volume over there, but a lot of fries, but a lot of, you know, what they call it, frites familiales. We sell a lot of that over there. I never went to burger school or anything like that. You know, I learned from my father. Yeah, I learned from my father, and you know, to me, that's what a hamburger is supposed to look like. It's supposed to have, you know, that crust.
Right.
And I have people come in and say, "Oh, turn it over, you know, I don't want it burnt like last time." You know, that's the way it's made. That's what seals the flavor in, and what, you know, if the plate is not strong enough, not hot enough, if you turn it over too fast, it changes the taste completely. You have to be uniform. It's almost like a little production, they all know what's expected. So, you know, that's why our burgers pretty much taste the same, whoever makes them. She's very motivated. I'm very happy with. She has a very good attitude towards the place, and even when she started there, I was having trouble keeping up with her, because she came in. It was like, you know, fresh blood, and you know, we're all going to do this. We're going to do this, and I'm like, oh. Wait, old dads were used to this, you know?
Yeah.
I'm used to doing 60 miles an hour. She's going at 100 miles an hour. Well, the Superfill was a suggestion from one of my customers who had a restaurant, who had a bakery, and he suggested to me making a burger like that in a queso roll, because he was making sandwiches in the queso roll. And he said, your burger would be perfect in that. And I know there are some other places around here who do it, one on Ontario, one up on Rochelle, but I've never tasted them, so they tell me it's similar. The matzo burger, I was bored of eating the same thing here for 25 some odd years, and we were selling chicken nuggets at the time. So I had these dipping sauces, which were honey mustard, sweet and sour, and barbecue, and we make some rings. So we have the mushrooms, we have the cheese. So I was just fiddling around one afternoon. I said, ah, that would be good. So I put the mushrooms on and the mozzarella cheese instead of the cheddar, and I said, ah, what can I put on it instead of, you know. And then I saw a little dipping sauce, a honey mustard. Give it a try. And I said, "Jesus, this is not bad." So I had one of my employees taste it, and I said, "What do you think?" "Well, it's not bad." So I had a couple of customers who, I'm quite friendly with the customers. Said, "I'll give you half of this. You know, just tell me what you think." And everyone was positive. So I said, "Okay, we'll try it." So we put it on the menu, and it's become one of my best sellers. So I can say that's my contribution to Restaurant Fidel. My dad set up Basic, and he got all the rules in there and what we should do, but I think the matzo burger is mine. Well, you have to try our Michigans. I don't know if you like hot dogs at all, but a Michigan here is not like anywhere else. That's another one of our specialties, which is my dad's recipe from the 60s, which he got from somebody and he modified it a bit anyways. And we have people come in, they come and have their Michigan before going to see family when they come on vacation. I have people coming from the Gaspé, and who's told me that they come to get their Michigan from Philip before they go see, you know, whoever it is they're coming to. So that's nice. It's nice. People coming from the South Shore and that's another one of our original. I would say the Michigan, the matzo burger, the Superfill, which is less original but still very, very a good seller, and the fries. Fresh fries.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And,
thank. No.
As a treat.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your kind offer, but I got to say thank you, but no. Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening to episode 46 of the Montreal Burger Report, where John Asher explains everything you ever wanted to know but were afraid to ask about Restaurant Finn. Tune in next week when Mark, Zeke, and special guest Judy Hondo rehash and analyze what they ate at Resto Phil, trying to figure out what makes the hamburgers there so gosh darn good. Will our heroes accept the offer of a free meal? Will Zeke order a third burger?
Cheeseburger!
Find the answer to these and other questions in episode 47 of the Montreal Burger Report. Next week, same burger time, same burger channel. Restaurant Finip is located in 1877 Amherst, just below Ontario. They are open 7 days a week from 10 in the morning to 7:30 at night, except on weekends when they open at 11 and close at 7. Their phone number is 514-528-5957. Unfortunately, they don't have a website yet. The Montreal Burger Report is your place for absolutely anything and everything having to do with hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and sliders in Montreal. A new episode is available every Wednesday morning on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and at montrealburger.wordpress.com. If you'd like to write to us, we can be reached at montrealburger@gmail.com. We'd like to thank CKUT for their support, the one, the only, the incomparable Brad Slide on DiscoBreaker.com and the Beach Boys for the music, and you for listening.